Where did you have the radish?
In our garden.
Where was that?
In El Paso.
Oh.
It just grew and grew. We forgot to pick it, and it got bigger and bigger.
They'll do that.
How do people divide their properties in El Paso, generally?
Well, the subdivision there.
Mm-hmm. But like the physical barrier, what do people build between the houses?
Well, it depends on where you are. Here we're divided by laterals from the community ditch. See, we irrigate the whole yard.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you get farther out into the area of subdivision, they're mostly rock walled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is the? I see you have a fireplace over there.
Uh-huh.
That shelf over the fireplace. What do you call that?
Mantle.
Mm-hmm. And. The brick part in front of the fireplace, or the tile part that comes out from it, what do you call that?
It's the hearth.
Okay. The things that hold the wood up and they stick up like this and they have little balls on the top, what are those called?
I'm sorry.
They hold the wood in the fire.
Oh.
They're like little iron things that stand like...
Oh, let's see. Great. There's a well, I guess the
well, great is good. Great, yeah. Works. Do you know a name for a big piece of wood that you put on a fire?
Log.
You just call it a log? And how about the little pieces?
Kindling.
Okay. What do you have to clean out of the chimney?
Not necessarily out of, well, soot in the chimney.
Uh-huh.
The ashes are down below.
Uh-huh. And, okay, this changes the subject a little bit, but you would hang your clothes in what? Where would you hang your clothes?
Closet.
Uh-huh. And if you have a storage space above your house, what is that called?
An attic.
Okay. Where, well, a room in your house where you would put things you aren't using, what would you call that?
Storeroom.
Okay. What is the covering of a house called?
Well, it's the roof. On this house, it's shingles.
Okay. What kinds of roofs do people have in El Paso?
Well, mostly composition roof because of the fire codes. We built this house before we were in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to have shingles.
I see.
Mm-hmm. You can't have shingles in the house anymore, as a matter of fact. When the city took this area over, I came home and my wife was standing there with a newspaper in her hand and she was almost ready to cry.
Aww.
And she said, they've taken the city. The city's taken in their house. And I said, well, I know that. She said, are they going to make us take our roof off? She's not that kind of a...
Yeah.
She's very...
Well, it's good that they didn't make you take your roof off.
Well, it is.
That wouldn't have been fair. The things that you build to take the rain off the roof are called...
Gutter.
Mm-hmm. And what would people use to protect the sides of a wood house in a place where it rained a lot? They'd cover it with something. What would they use?
I'm sorry. What?
There's a covering that goes on the outside of a house. And it's only used in places where they get a lot of rain.